Hello and welcome to Health Runnings, a program of the Ministry of Health. I'm Stephanie Shaw Smith. This week we will look at a very important issue that is current right now, mosquito-borne diseases and how to protect yourself. If you get the feeling that more people have been affected by mosquito-borne diseases in recent times, you're quite correct. Experts have attributed this increase in the prevalence of mosquito-borne illnesses in part to climate change. Other contributory factors include urbanization, abuse of chemicals resulting in insecticide resistance, and human habits and practices which favor the breeding of the insects. Several factors have contributed to the ease with which mosquito-borne diseases spread from continent to continent and country to country, including travel between countries by boat, airplane, or across land. This is how some of these diseases have been introduced to regions that have never seen them before. The chikungunya virus and now the Zika virus are two good examples of this type of disease migration. Director of Health Promotion and Protection in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Sonia Copeland, has been consistently warning Jamaicans to take measures to protect themselves from mosquito bites and reduce mosquito breeding.
With Zika virus, this one is just unfolding, and medical scientists are just trying to understand. But you can imagine that the mother who gives birth to a baby with microcephaly, if that child thrives and survives, this child would require lifelong medical care. The other complications from Zika virus are equally serious, including Guillain-Barré. Very, very aggressive medical treatment and management will have to be instituted to prevent the paralysis of the respiratory muscles.
That was Director of Health Promotion and Protection in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Sonia Copeland. Many of these diseases, including chikungunya, dengue, and Zika, are spread by the Aedes aegypti mosquitoes. This mosquito is endemic to Jamaica, which just means it lives here with us. When it bites someone with dengue and chikv, which are already in Jamaica, and Zika virus, and then bites another person, it can spread the infection to that person. Of note is that one infected mosquito can infect several persons. The good thing is that you have the power to reduce your risk of getting a vector-borne disease. Take a listen to this for some tips.
Mosquitoes will breed in containers that hold water, tightly cover water storage containers such as drums, buckets, and tanks, or cover the water surface with cooking oil. Punch holes in all tins, plastic containers, and boxes to prevent the collection of water before disposal. Cover old tires or fill with dirt. Scrub all vases once per week to remove mosquito eggs and dispose of garbage by placing in plastic bags. Do your part to prevent mosquito breeding. A message from the Ministry of Health.
And that's the end of this week's program. Join us again next week. Send your questions or feedback to mohpr@gmail.com. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, it's your health. You are in charge. Get healthy, stay healthy, be healthy. I'm Stephanie Shaw Smith.